No one hopes for the first killing frost more this year than public health officials, because short of chemicals, only the cold blunts the mosquito population. But that's months away, and West Nile virus is an increasing human threat. That's why the state's largest city health department is biting back. Milwaukee Public Health's Operation Director, Bevan Baker.
Given that there are probable human cases, two cases in Wisconsin, it would make sense that we would be progressive in our efforts.
Specifically, contract mosquito control workers are now out sampling waterways in and around Milwaukee. They're counting mosquito larvae and determining the species. Baker says within the next few days, Milwaukee will likely begin killing the mosquitoes before they hatch.
We're using a larvicide application that's in a briquette form. And it does not harm the environment, nor does it harm pets or anything else that would come in contact with it. So this briquette would be strategically dropped into these different lagoons and ponds and roadside drainage areas and catch basins. So we wouldn't be spraying anything.
With West Nile here to stay, Milwaukee health officials expect mosquito eradication in and around that city will be ongoing. This year's effort there will cost upwards of $300,000. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.